Welcome to Slug's bi-weekly Slug Soundwaves podcast. Here, in our print mag and on slugmag.com, enjoy our curated content that highlights the best of Utah's alternative and underrepresented music, arts, events, and community subcultures. If Slug has benefited you or someone you love, consider contributing to sustain our existence. Head to slugmag.com/donate to join our community of donors.
KRCL was founded in 1979 to bring a more diverse voice to Salt Lake City and surrounding areas. KRCL is community funded and supported, which allows diverse commercial free programming that varies from indie to hip hop, blues to bluegrass, metal, punk, indigenous, and bilingual programs. Every weekday at 6 p.m., KRCL's Radioactive brings you grassroots activism and civic engagement with punk rock farming and live local music on Fridays. Tune in to KRCL at 90.9 FM. Stream at krcl.org or download the app on the App Store.
Shh. Are you listening? This is SOG Soundwaves.
Okay, my name is Patrick. I play in Jimmy Dead. The other members of Jimmy Dead are Ash Bassett, Alex Lackey, Val Brown, and Stuart Gardner. He's a recent addition. Helped us a lot with the album. Does cool ambient shit. Radical anti-fash propaganda and a message of Joey DeVere. However you spell it. How do you say that? Joey DeVere masters an emo facade. It's just guilt pop. Because if I didn't, I'd be a criminal. Already am. It's soothing. It helps me focus and sort my mind out and actually like feel good about myself. Yeah, I write pretty much everything, but I give a lot of freedom to everyone else. Like, everyone helps like make it the best they can. There's been like some collaboration, I guess, as far as like lyrics and stuff once in a while. Like Bebo, we just kind of like took basically a person's story and used his direct words that he said and like kind of rewrote them in song format. But like, yeah, for the most part, I bring in the songs and we kind of go from there. Yeah, in the future that might change. We might be more collaborative, but yeah, that's kind of the vibe.
Now I just sit around, drink wine, and I talk about myself because you guys ask the questions, not because.
When I'm drunk at 2 a.m. and I'm just like by myself and I'm feeling really feel-easy, and I just kind of roll with it, dude. I don't know. It comes together. Lyrics usually come, like, way later. I usually improv lyrics, even at live shows, to, like, before I'm about to record the stuff. I'm really influenced by a lot of, like off-the-dome rappers and stuff. I think that's really fun, and it allows me to kind of express myself on stage in a way that when you have like a locked in thing, it's great to get locked in and do that, you know, like once the song's fully written and stuff. But like when you're just showing people something, I don't like to really get bogged down by the lyrics. I always have an idea and I always have like what it's about. And then I kind of just riff on that. I don't know. I used to make a lot of cloud rap beats when I lived in the Bay Area. So like I would always like they would force me into ciphers and like stuff like that, even though I couldn't rap or couldn't do things. So it's like I got pretty good at just coming up with stuff quickly. Like, and so it didn't really bother me, or like, yeah, it's not really difficult or anything like that. It just happens. And I also like to play, kind of use crowd play with that a little bit as well. Like I like to, like, if I see something funny in the crowd, I like, I'll just say that in the lyric, you know, like during that show until I get actual write specific lyrics for a song. Oh, I've made like every type of music, like under the sun, honestly. Like I started playing like, I don't know, like dad rock when I was 14, and then I got into punk music, and then it was more like psychedelic garage music, and then I moved to the Bay and I started making like SoundCloud rap. I was really influenced by like Young Simi and like, I don't know, Lil B and stuff like that. And so I didn't do anything but like Ableton music and producing for the whole till like 2016. Then I moved back to Salt Lake and I played in a Riot Girl band called Dead Girls Club. And then I kind of like took a break, made ambient music and found sound music. And then, yeah, kind of stuff just happened. And I was just like, I need to make a indie emo band, I guess. I got really into guitar. I just wanted to play guitar and mess with pedals. Well, it came out like a week ago. It came out, I think, Saturday the 15th of November. It's going to be on streaming services too. What is that about? Is that you say? The theme, the album's called Don't Bury Me in Idaho, and it's kind of just like contemplating death of a lot of my friends and contemplating like what life, I guess, I don't know, like kind of just a lot of grief, I think, and then a lot of all of the stages of grief within that. And there's a lot of like more fork tongue lyrics, I guess, more tongue in cheek about death, more like kind of, because once you accept it, it's like kind of almost like a joke. Like it kind of like you kind of have to make jokes about it to move on, I guess. So it's a little more like kind of getting over a grieving process, I think. It says Don't Bury Me in Idaho. It's a long story. You're asking me about some background stuff. So yeah, my family has a grave plot in Idaho, and if I died, I'd probably be defaultly buried there. So I try to express as much as possible that I don't want to be buried there. It's been a long time since I last saw you. I don't know. I grew up like kind of evangelical, like different weird stuff, you know. I don't really roll with Idaho too much. Like I love the scenery and a lot of the people are awesome, you know, but yeah, they're weird, bro. They're like, no, they're not necessarily like everyone, but there's just a lot of prejudice. There's a lot of like, I think they don't, like, they only see white people. No, there's nothing to do in the lyrics saying don't bury me in Idaho other than, like, maybe a song called Cry For Me, which is, like, about a person who killed themselves that doesn't want you to feel bad for them for doing it. So it's just, like, I don't know, like, maybe that's kind of the thing, because it's kind of always been a thing in my life to, like, I have it tattooed on me and stuff, like, so I don't know, as corny as that is, it's like, that's kind of the vibe, I guess. So don't miss me, can't you see? Hands down, Jimmy's dead. That's why I named this the band that's it's about grief. It's like kind of it's the finale of the record. It's the one that I probably spent the most time on lyrically and production-wise, I guess. Yeah, and it's named after our band, so, like, Why not? You're about to hear Jimmy's Dead by Jimmy Dead from the album Don't Bury Me in Idaho in its entirety. Here we go.
Jimmy's Dead, karaoke. Hey man, miss you. You would think this was corny, but what else is supposed to do since I'm
some mad will get the atomic bomb and just blow the world into oblivion.
Hi, you can find us on Jimmy Dead on Bandcamp. That's the preferred one. You can pay us directly there. I love that money. And any other streaming service but Spotify, fuck Spotify, fuck ICE, free Palestine, trans rights or human rights. If you've enjoyed this episode on Soundwaves, please take 60 seconds to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.
This episode was produced and edited by me, Nate McQuivy, and promoted by the Slug Magazine editorial staff. Be sure to check out this month's issue of Slug. You can find a copy any place cool or at slugmag.com.
Did you enjoy this episode of Slug Soundwaves? You and the local community can continue to enjoy Slug Mag's content for free, but please consider making a one-time or ongoing contribution. Each contribution, no matter the amount, helps support Slug's creation of thoughtful media coverage on SLC's music, arts, events, and community subcultures. Head over to slugmag.com/donate to make your contribution today.